The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you, this is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Oh, it is so time to open. Oh my gosh, it's time to open. We've been waiting all week for this door to open again, and here we are opening the door. No creaks even. I mean, it's amazing what's happening. Since we took on living to be 200 years old, you're talking and listening to Dr. Val Kirkgaard and the radio team with Randy Shannon, Dr. Louis Constantine, Gordon, and our special guest today, Dr. Norm Shealy, and we've got some fun for you. So, this show is here by the good God graces of Mary Louise Zeller, 20 times gold medal taekwondo champion, and forms an international Kayani distribution agent. And we're here because that product is an outstanding product that helps in the conversation of living to be 200, and that's what we're going to be talking with you about today. You're going to have some fun here because we've got some smart people here that are going to blow your mind with some of the concepts that we're going to be putting out for you. We're creating dynamic radio dialogues on Life Today in America. Dr. Kirkgaard here actually married into Soren Kierkegaard's family, and when I heard my girlfriend Caressa say, "Here comes Lon Kirkgaard," I said, "Where is he? That's my name." And 50 years later, I celebrated my 50th wedding anniversary with Lon, even though he was married to another woman for 30 years, because we wanted to acknowledge our relationship. When we said we would love, honor, and cherish each other until death do us part, that didn't mean to us that we had our marriage had a particular purpose, and then it was time for somebody else to move into the picture. So we've remained good friends over the years, which is possible for everyone, and that's part of living a long life, is recognizing that you've got a family and people that care about you, and enjoying that, whether or not the way you do that is creative or not, which certainly is in our circumstance, and there are other people that are just as creative as we are. And we take really good care of each other, and we made a promise to each other to love, honor, and cherish each other until death do us part. And frankly, I don't even think I'm going to quit cherishing Lon after death, because I know that my soul is immortal. And in an immortal soul, this is the man I cherish over time, however time is measured. So if you happen to hear a dog barking or a telephone ringing or a person coughing or something like that, know that we call in from our homes and offices all over the United States to cause this program, and actually sometimes from different parts of the world. So it isn't even just the United States. Mostly it is, but we have Brazil calling in and Paris sometimes, and it's all fun. that's the wonder of radio. Isn't that it, Randy? Totally, mm-hmm. It does make the world go around. And part of what makes the world go around, too, is what you choose to believe in. And, somebody told me once, and I really found this to be true, guys, it's like whatever language you swear in, like if you think a car is going to hit you, and you go, "Oh, my God," mm-hmm. that means that you're a Christian. if you say, oh, Jehovah, that's something else. But when something's happening, like if I saw a car coming down the street at me, something like that, headed towards me, I'd say, oh, my God, or something of that nature, that means that I consider myself a Christian because that's where I go to my God. So inside of the great teachers, I think that Jesus Christ is one of the greatest teachers that ever came, and there are actually conversations. One of my friends thinks I'm a little nuts, but I was at a conference about 4 or 5 years ago, and I was talking to this man, and I said, why do I have the feeling that I'm talking to Jesus Christ? And he said, because you are. I said, really? So tell me about that. And he told me that he's of the lineage of David, and that there are 144 Christs on the earth, and that these Christs are actually here to help people evolve into the new consciousness that's happening. And wherever I go or look, I hear that these conversations exist in other cultures. They're just spoken of differently. But each culture sees the possibility of a new future and it coming in a particular way. So Jesus spoke in Aramaic, actually, in the Lord's Prayer. And in Aramaic, the translations from the Bible were like Greek and Latin, and they missed some of the meanings of the words. In Aramaic, the Lord's Prayer, to pray, actually means to claim that which is yours in the universe. It actually means to go out and trap it. So waking up in America is all about you being able to go and get your what is yours in the universe. Jesus doesn't tell us to get down on our knees and ask for others to give it to us. He tells us to go out, to stand up straight and be tall, and to go out and take what is ours, because the universe provides it for us and it's there. And once you know that everything you need and want actually are there for your use and your goodness and your service to give to others. Like right now, I just completed the third weekend of the Wisdom Course, and I love the homework, okay? There are 300 people that they gave this homework to last weekend, and the homework is to every day go out and do an anonymous good deed. So here we've got 300 people going out doing anonymous good deeds every day. And I would like to offer to our listeners and to the members of the Voice, our Waking Up in America team here, the possibility of doing that. Because it's really, what we've done is we've kickstarted an angelic contribution, basically, to the planet. And groups all over the world have been given this assignment, okay? And I want you to be able to be a part of it, too. And Dr. Constantine has really invited an amazing guest to Waking Up in America, and I thought maybe you'd like to take a few minutes and introduce him.
That's really challenging to do.
Yeah? he doesn't have enough that he's done to make it so that you can...
Dr. Norm Shealy is our guest today. Norm goes by Norm. Is really an amazing individual who I followed for a number of years and then had the really delightful pleasure of meeting in person about a year ago. We actually got to know each other a little bit via a mutual friend, Dan Swindell of Kayani, and we started a conversation. I actually learned about the product by reading Norm's e-newsletter. And his investigations into its use as a possible way of supporting people with high blood pressure. And thought, well, you know, I'm going to have to look at this. This is a nitric oxide generator. But Norm has an amazing, amazing history, starting with medical training, becoming a probably one of the world's youngest neurosurgeons and the chief of neurosurgery at Gunderson Clinic, I believe, in Wisconsin. And he developed a number of interesting tools to help people with chronic pain, really became the world's first pain management specialist, realizing that there was a great need, and eventually drifted away from classic allopathic medicine, looking at other techniques and tools to address pain. So, Norm, that is really, that's hardly a fair way to introduce you, but it gives our listeners an idea of how you got started. I'm going to let you take it from there. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you're doing now.
Well, you know, interestingly, in working with chronic pain patients, I learned very quickly that they started off really most of the time. I'm talking about people who don't, not just have chronic pain, but become invalids because of it. Most of the time, they started off not being terribly satisfied with life before they had an injury or surgery.
Mm.
And it turns out that virtually 100% of them have depression that's gone on for a very long period of time. And my average patient wound up with something like 49 symptoms, way beyond chronic pain and depression. And so I had to begin to look at the whole person in many, many different respects. I've actually worked with 30,268 chronic invalid people, most of whom had chronic pain as well as severe depression. And looking at the wide variety of complementary, alternative, holistic, whatever you want to call it, approaches, I was able to essentially rehabilitate 85% of them.
Wow.
Only to fail conventional medicine.
Now, do you find that a lot of that pain was somatized pain?
Well, of course, but you know, it usually started off with a legitimate, if you will, something happened, an injury, or some kind of problem that led to surgery, and the surgery failed. For instance, if they smoke, and you have a ruptured disc, you're 9 times as likely to fail getting, you know, well after the surgery as someone who doesn't smoke.
Really?
Smoking alone markedly increases your risk of failure.
Would you make a distinction between tobacco and pot on that?
I don't know. I, to be quite honest, you know, I don't live in Colorado.
No, I don't, but I was just thinking in terms of hemp has been given some real plus points, and I'm wondering what form of smoke is actually, you know, is it the cancerous smoke, or is it the, you know, does pot smoke have an effect?
My impression is that very few people, even heavy pot smokers, smoke 3 packs a day. Or even 1 pack a day.
Oh, right.
And I think that's the difference. I am certain, having met a few potheads, that people who smoke it a lot, and I don't know what that is, but they do lose perception and frontal lobe focus. No question about that.
Do you know about Lumosity, Norm?
I know a little bit about it.
I play that, okay? And I just turned 74, okay? So I play Lumosity every single solitary day and have for over a year. And when I started, I was in the bottom 25% of my age group, okay? They're brain games.
Right.
And now I'm in the top 3% and 1% of my age group by doing this regularly, and I use coconut oil and all that good stuff. And my entire reality has shifted dramatically because of exercising my brain in these ways. And there's also the new brain book by National Geographic. And I'm also, I use pot, and I have actually for years for pain. I actually have a medical prescription for it. And so I measured to see when I was playing Lumosity if when I smoked pot, or I didn't, I don't just smoke it, I actually ingest it in capsule form. When I do that, I wanted to see if it affected my scores. And it does and it doesn't. You know? I can't tell, because certain days I just go down a little bit, and other days I go up, and my figures are climbing dramatically. But in that particular arena, like in how the functioning of my brain is, I've got a chart that measures it, and you don't see any significant difference, and I can't tell what day I was smoking. I don't smoke it every day or take it every day. I just do it when my back pain gets really bad.
Yeah, I think that's a total different use. than people who smoke it for so-called recreational purposes.
Sure, but at the same time, I did it before for that as well, and I did a lot of ecstasy in the 1980s.
Right.
Okay, and truthfully, I wouldn't even be here talking to you without the ecstasy. It was phenomenal. I did it under lab circumstances. I've always been fortunate that I've had, you know, intelligent usage around me on everything that I've ever tried, including LSD. When I was taken to a lab and given huge units of it and cleared for love by being played music and things like that. So I've had a lot of lab work that the average American isn't going to get the experience of. And I have to tell you, it's all been a huge gift to me. There's been parts of me that have been opened up and substantiated, so to speak, that I don't think I would have found other ways. So, you know, at some point I would love to see programs inside of universities that people can sign up for that are, you know, managed by people of intelligence that actually help us access areas of our brains that we haven't, you know?
Well, let me give you another possibility also with which I have a huge amount of experience, and that's autogenic training. I was introduced to that in 1972.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you were introduced
to. Autogenic training. It was originated in 1912 by a German psychiatrist, and it's really a very formalized type of self-hypnosis. And by 1969, there were 6 volumes with 2,600 scientific references. And 80% of people with a huge variety of stress illnesses can be cured if they will just do autogenic training.
And what does that actually translate into as
an
action?
Well, you just practice. My arms and legs are heavy and warm. My heart beats calm and regular. My breathing's free and easy. My abdomen's warm. My voice cool. My mind is quiet and still for about 20 minutes a day. And after 3 months, the nervous system, the autonomic nervous system, had been totally retrained. And it was so good with my patients that I started doing it in 1972. And I've been doing it for 42 years. And it really does retrain the fight-or-flight response.
Huh.
And actually, I worked with the football team at the University of Wisconsin La Crosse way back in the late 70s. They had been... The year before, they had not won a game. They were the bottom of their league. I taught them these tools, and that year they were co-champions.
Good grief. And how long did it take them?
Well, I did 6 hours of training with them, and they went back to the football field and kept winning.
So is this a mantra or a chant, or what is this?
Well, it's not quite that fast. It's very slow. It is really just a relaxation tool with very specific approaches to calm the nervous system. What Schultz found when he put people into hypnotic trance, these are the stages they went through. They would report back to him the first thing they felt.
Could you give us just 1 minute of it?
I'm sorry?
Could you just give us a minute of it so our listeners get a chance to hear what it would sound like, and then they can replicate it?
Now, if you're not driving, otherwise, please don't close your eyes.
Pull over if you're driving.
Right. Okay, close your eyes and just breathe. And as you breathe in, say to yourself, my arms and legs, as you breathe out, are heavy and warm. My arms and legs are heavy and warm. Create an image of yourself pleasantly warm by the sun, beaming down upon you. My arms and legs are heavy and warm. As you breathe in, my heartbeat, as you breathe out, is calm and regular. My heartbeat is calm and regular. As you breathe in, my breathing, as you breathe out, is free and easy. My breathing is free. As you breathe in, my abdomen is warm. My abdomen is warm. As you breathe in, my forehead, as you breathe out, is cool. My forehead is cool. As you breathe in, my mind, as you breathe out, is quiet and still. My mind is quiet and still. still. Doing that in my office, sometimes not much longer than that, I can drop the blood pressure 10 to 20%.
Wow.
And again, if people would do that, it would control hypertension 80% of the time.
You know, I used to work for a mail order house in psychology aides. And we had a temperature probe that we would put on our forehead, measure our temperature, and then we would actually train people that had migraine headaches not to have them.
Yeah.
Do you know about this?
Oh, sure. And
yeah, we had that in the 1970s, okay.
Yeah, well, that's when biofeedback was originated. And Elmer Green, who started with temperature biofeedback, called it autogenic feedback training originally.
Well, we could actually get somebody that was with migraines by using the temperature probe to not have migraines within 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Ever again.
Easily.
We just changed the temperature of the forehead, okay?
Right.
And we did it by visualizing something in our fingers, because as I understand it, migraines come from an over-engorgement of the brain, of blood. And so we would imagine, like, dancing or something like that in our fingers, and we would alter the temperatures. So it's like we have way more control, is what I want our listeners to realize, than we're taking advantage of.
Well,
and Norm's
totally
here to help
agree.
You get it back for yourself. And so is Lewis, and so is Lance, and so is Randy. We're all here to help you get your cells operating, and our cells operating in a way that we're receptive to the gifts of the universe.
Well, as I began working with autogenic training, I got interested in the whole concept of self-regulation.
Yes.
And that's when I went back and got my PhD in psychology, and I read 350 books in the field of self-regulation. And I learned that there's stuff all over the world that's been going on for centuries that is, part of this, what I call retraining the nervous system.
Absolutely. So, you know, Lance, Randy, what's going on with you guys? You're listening to all this.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking about going back to school. I've been thinking that for quite a while, actually. Probably 10 years I've been thinking about going back to school in the health profession. And it's really neat that he went back. How old were you when you went back, Norm?
Let's see. I would have been 41 or 2.
Okay. Well, I'm 46. So you went back, you studied psychology, you read 350 books, which is amazing. And then what was, like, the next step?
Well, I developed something I call biogenics, which looks at not just relaxation and self-regulation, but how do you go from, being a nervous wreck, if you will, being at peace and spiritually attuned. What I learned is that the first thing you have to do is get in present time, and that's well known with mindfulness work, be as of now. Secondly, you have to believe that it's possible. And that's where biofeedback can be a great help, because it proves that thinking affects you. Then you have to learn to relax, and there are thousands of techniques for that. Then, however, even relaxation will not take care of the really tight parts of the body internally unless you learn to get the sensory feedback from every organ in your body. And you learn then to let go of the places where you're holding tension, and I call it sensory biofeedback, or balancing body feeling. So you balance the stress in every part of your body. But that won't work adequately unless you also get rid of the unfinished psychological problems, the anger, guilt, anxiety, depression over anything. So then you have to learn to balance emotions. And finally, when you do all of that, you're ready for spiritual attunement, which is contact with God, soul, or the divine.
What do you think about what happened with Robin Williams?
Well, I think that, unfortunately, like about 80% of Americans, Robin Williams was never happy. I've talked to many thousands of people in workshops and lectures around the world, and it turns out that about 80% of people may not be totally depressed, but they're close to it. And that happens if you start out in life not feeling nurtured. And it means you didn't get adequate oxytocin somehow from your parents early in life.
You just said oxytocin. What is that?
Oxytocin is the nurturing hormone. It's what you should have gotten a huge burst of during delivery or while you were being born. But if your mother had a traumatic pregnancy, that is, she got pregnant and didn't want to be, then she doesn't produce it on a day-to-day basis throughout the pregnancy. If she's put to sleep or anesthetized or had a spinal anesthetic even, deliver the baby, it blocks the oxytocin response. So the baby comes in not feeling welcome. The oxytocin makes you, that's good. And but even if the pregnancy and the delivery are normal, if there is a major trauma in the first 7 years of life, like divorce of parents, that's the most common one, then that can block the child's ability to make oxytocin for the rest of its life.
Can we stimulate that?
I can tell you, in working with 30,268 chronically depressed people, virtually every one of them tells me that they've never been happy. They don't remember being happy.
I know what you're talking about. I actually met Robin Williams on three different occasions, and the first time I met him was at Senator Alan Cranston's funeral, and our picture was taken together, and he was the saddest looking man I ever saw. But I thought, you know, it was a funeral, right? And then I met him again at the Pediatrics Aid Foundation. And once again, our picture was taken together, and I look at the picture, and it's the same face from the funeral, right? And I go, okay, well, it's the Pediatrics Aid Foundation, right? So, you know, that's a logical reason to be sad, because these were teenagers with AIDS that we were working with.
Right.
So then I meet him for a third time, and this time he's actually going to be at the, he's doing the Academy Awards, some presentation of the Academy Awards the next night, and I'm at Second City, and so he goes there to practice his comedy routines before he goes on stage. That was a thing he used to do over on Melrose. So I meet him there, and we're having a conversation, and we got our picture taken. Same darn face, okay? And I thought, okay, this is chronic depression, because this face has been identical three times over a 25-year period of time, maybe.
Right.
And that was what I knew for sure, that something was going on for him, because the other way, I mean, when you just have a glimpse into somebody. But that man was suffering, and he was suffering big time.
If I had been able, if I'd known him and been able to get to him, I have an 80% chance I could have gotten out of him within an hour.
You know, I had the same regret, actually, Norm, because with the breath process that I developed, I could have gone back to the traumas, the ones you're talking about. Here was my question. If you were going to back and reverse the effect of the trauma from the first 7 years, would that then be available to them?
Yes. The way I do it is to apply a mixture of essential oils, eight different essential oils, that together I call Air Bliss. And it takes 30 seconds once you learn the points to put it on. And within 30 minutes, your oxytocin level can go up quite significantly. I just did the study once again. I've done it twice now, three times, I guess, over the last 3 years. I just did another 10 people a couple of weeks ago. One man went from zero oxytocin to 10.6 within 30 minutes. Another woman.
Can they sustain this?
Oh, well, they have to do it every day for a while.
Okay.
Some of them for long term, but my goodness, 80% of people come out of depression, 80%.
Have
a strong, strong reduction in anxiety. And what it does, it just makes you feel good and okay and relaxed, and who the hell cares?
No, wow. I love it. Hey, you guys, you're listening to Waking Up in America. We're on the air with Dr. Norm Shealy, Randy Shannon, Lance Gordon, and the ever-chuckling Louis Constantine, who is winding down his time with us here at Waking Up in America, so pay special attention to what he says here. We want you to visit wakinguponamerica.com and sign up for our newsletter. Check out our sponsors. They're on the right-hand side of the page. And when you sign up for our newsletter, we'll give you the password that lets you visit the amazing section of our website, and there's great stuff in there. So we want you to enjoy that. Our presenting sponsor is Kayani, and join us on Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. Pacific for Mary Louise's introduction to Kayani. And this Kayani means strong medicine, and boy, is it ever. We'll talk more about our possibility of living to be 200 years old, but this is the key to it for us, okay? We have Patricia Bragg's apple cider vinegar, which is the official drink of Waking Up in America. And we have Sir Jason Winter's tea. All of these things are good for your immune system, good for your future, good for your vitality level. We have Protandin, which is a blood purifier. We have the Koning Company, which is rose cones that actually clean out your eustachian tubes, which run from just below your ear to your collarbone. We have Randy Shannon's 42action.org, which gives you options and alternatives in the world of thieves. What can I tell you? It's such a different world than what I grew up. I'm so aware of defensive living rather than, you know, active living. So we're trying to take our defensiveness and just make it our normal lifestyle, because in defensive living, you actually do the things that are best and right for the longevity of your body, okay? If you have a product that you want the world to know about, really, you want to get in contact with Marketing with the Stars. You'll see all of those links are on the right-hand side of the webpage. Don't just look at them. Take some time later today and go over and check them out. Get on El Pinto Restaurant in Albuquerque. Get on their mailing list. They're really interesting people, and they do great stuff. They even have Kangen water in the restaurant for people. And Jim and John, the Salsa Twins, their salsa is sold all over the world, and these guys are terrific. They're right there in Albuquerque, and they have a destination restaurant. You want to also check out Aqua Chi, which is a detoxifier to end all detoxifiers. It's a foot bath, a foot bath that actually pulls toxins out of the soles of your feet, and part of the disgusting water that you see isn't just from your body. It's actually from the disgusting things that are being pulled out of the water that you're being given too. So if you want to really see what's going on, try Aqua Chi and check out that website. We've got LanceGordon.com, and Lance provides the essential minerals, and I am confident that we'll hear from him in a few minutes here on the show. We've got Alkaline Restructured Water with Brooke Peterson. Her telephone number is 561-628-1845. That's 561-628-1845. She lives in Florida, and she's also got some other cool stuff. I met Brooke like 25, 30 years ago, and she put together a raw food New Year's Eve for me. It was a blast. Even we had really good wine that wasn't alcoholic. So just all kinds of terrific things happen when you decide to focus. We've been talking on Waking Up in America about living to be 200 years old, that possibility. And I've been busy going out and getting things repaired, because, you know, if you're going to live to be 200 years old, you bloody well better take care of your teeth and everything else. So
right.
I'm looking forward to it. And Lance, if you'd like to make a statement here about what you're hearing, ask Dr. Shealy some questions or tell us something, we'd love to hear from you.
Well, I was very fascinated with that depression and the link between that and pain, because and the oxytocin, because I have, you know, never really experienced depression. I guess I must have been nurtured. I was very well nurtured. I had phenomenal parents, and so I must have gotten a lot of oxytocin. So I've never really experienced any down depressions, and I've always been uplifting, and I've always had a good attitude. But back in 2011, I was having some severe hip pains, and I was actually scheduled hip. I couldn't sleep at night. The pain was driving me crazy. And I was told that you can't rebuild your cartilage. You've worn it out with all the sports things you've done. And I thought, I'm too young to get a hip replacement. I just didn't want to do it. But I finally caved in, because people started asking me what was wrong with me, and I said, it was a strange comment. They said, you just don't seem like yourself. And I was snapping at my wife and my kids, and I was not, my personality was changing. I didn't even realize it from the pain, and it was just constantly, every time I moved, I couldn't sleep at night, and I wasn't getting enough sleep either. And not only do we have the minerals, but we had some products that that rebuild your cartilage, and I didn't even know we had them. And
which are those?
There's some OsteoFX and Glucogel, and I was actually out at the company touring the place, and Dr. Wallach said, why are you limping? And I said, well, I'm having a hip replacement. My cartilage is going away, and the doctor said it won't grow back. And he says, if you have living stem cells in there and you give it the right combination of things, you can rebuild your cartilage. You know, these knee replacements, probably 80% of them we could avoid if you just give it the materials it needs to rebuild your cartilage. But if you wait too long, and then if you're bone on bone, it's too late. But if you get it early enough, you can possibly reverse that. So I said, I'll try anything. And about 90 days later, the cartilage was all rebuilt. And into the surgeon who had told me you can't rebuild it, and he looked at it, and he said, I can't explain it, but somehow the cartilage grew back. And I said, you told me it won't grow back, and you're ready to amputate my hip. Which
right.
is kind of interesting. They don't call it hip. You know, somebody told me that he was getting his legs amputated, and I said, well, I would hate to have an amputation. He said, didn't you have a hip replacement? And I said, yeah. Well, that's a hip. Actually, it's a hip amputation. They amputate it, and they put a metal joint in there. So if they call them hip amputations or knee amputations, people wouldn't get them. So they changed the word and call them knee replacement. It's much more pleasant term. And if you said, I'm going to amputate your knees, they say, no way. Well, how about a knee replacement? Well, that sounds okay.
Yeah, I actually have a hip replacement. I have a titanium hip.
So you had a hip amputation, too.
I know. I wish you hadn't said that. I, like, cringed when you said amputation.
Amputation scares the heck out of people, but replacement sounds kind of nice. I like to replace things. But the bottom line is, once I had that cartilage growing back, the pain went away. I slept at night, and my whole personnel, I didn't even know it, but everybody says, Lance, you're back to your old self. What happened? And I said, I don't know. And until I just heard it now, it didn't click. I was having my wife and I were fighting. My kids didn't want to talk to me. I was losing clients. I didn't realize my personality had changed. And actually, I think I started experiencing depression, which I didn't realize because I'd never experienced it before. And the pain was just driving me crazy. And it just a few minutes ago, when he said depression and pain are linked, I never even thought about that. How close they are.
That norm is how we learn it at Waking Up in America. You know, this radio program is going into its 28th year, and can you imagine the incredible gifts that we've been given as a team by the people that have visited us? You've just given us huge gifts today.
Well, there's a part of me that wishes I could spray the world with air bliss, especially Congress.
You didn't want to go higher than Congress?
Oh, well, I do D.C.
Were you just not, or was that depressing to you?
Well, no, I would do the whole way. I don't get depressed, I'm happy to say. I was over-nurtured as a child, which is a lot better than being under-nurtured. And I'm very grateful for that, you know, choosing my parents, if you will.
Yeah, but, I get it.
But basically, you know, in addition to the fact that I can get at least 80% of people out of depression very quickly, I can do a lot of other things that I've learned to do, like rejuvenate the body's ability to make DHEA, the most important hormone in the body.
Well, would you tell people what that does?
DHEA is dehydroepiandrosterone. It is the single most prominent, you know, concentration of any hormone in the body. It is really your stress reserves. You reach a peak of production at age 25, and by age 30, most people have already lost 10%, and by age 80, they've lost 90% of everything they once could do. And it is low to deficient levels of DHEA are in every known disease, physical, emotional, or otherwise.
Why are they losing it? Why is the body losing it?
Because of stress. It is.
Because of stress.
What happens when you're stressed is you put out adrenaline and cortisone and a whole lot of things, and the adrenal Well, I got to bring that back down. It goes, the DHEA goes up, and the cortisol goes down. Because we live in such a stressful world and allow it to happen, that we begin to wear out by age 30.
So what do we get DHEA from if we want to supplement it?
Well, you can buy it at a health food store. However, you are a woman.
And I am. And I know that for a fact.
At any age after 35, you have a 39% chance of having microscopic breast cancer. But even if you live to be 100, you've only got an 11% chance of developing it clinically. If you're a man and you live to be 100, you've got a 100% chance of developing microscopic prostate cancer.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Well, it just is. But if you take DHEA orally, it can flare up those microscopic cells of cancer in the breast, the ovaries, or the prostate. So I developed four different ways of helping the body restore its own DHEA. And if you make your own, you're not going to overdo it.
How do we get that? How do we learn
that? Well, there are four different techniques. There's another ring or circuit that I call the ring of fire. And for that one, you put on, and again, you learn the points, and in 30 seconds, you can put on 12 different little dabs of it, and that will help raise DHEA. It does raise it within 30 minutes, but you got to do it every day over at least 3 months in order to restore something that's already burned out. That's
but you
way.
Can actually restore it within 3 months. That's
you
really pretty short,
it.
Actually.
I've done it in hundreds of people. But you can also help by using magnesium on the skin. Magnesium deficiency is rampant in our country, and so 80% of people have not enough magnesium, which is involved in 350 different enzymes. And so taking it by mouth will not do it, but putting it on the skin, magnesium chloride through a lotion, will raise DHEA and intracellular magnesium levels. Another one is natural progesterone cream. In fact, my first study on natural progesterone was done with men who were low in DHEA. And they became horny, and their DHEA came up, and everybody was happy except one wife. And then finally, I
found... Lewis has taught us all how to chuckle.
I love it.
Well,
that's what happened.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it.
And then, finally, there's a combination of vitamin C and MSM, methylsulfonylmethane, with a tiny bit of molybdenum, beta-1-3 glucan. Each one of those four things will, starting with the fire bliss, each one raises DHEA an average of 60%. So we get about 250% rejuvenation if you do all of them. And that's enough to make people pretty healthy.
Yeah, do you want to talk about... You want to talk about telomeres at this time? I don't know if I pronounced that right.
Well,
because I'm getting younger looking, and I wonder if you're getting younger, too.
Well, indeed. 8 years ago, I got interested in the whole concept of rejuvenation, and it started with measuring telomeres. And these are the tips of your DNA, and ordinarily they shrink 1% every year of life. Starting at birth, if you have good health habits. And they shrink a lot faster if you've got crummy health habits. And so I got the idea that we ought to be able to restore the telomeres if we recharge the battery, so to speak, applying to the body as a whole the human DNA frequency. Human DNA frequency is 52 to 78 billion cycles per second.
Wow.
And so putting a billionth of a watt per centimeter square and just lying in the field for 30 to 60 minutes a day, the telomeres will regrow an average of 3 to 4% a year.
Huh.
And so I have been doing that until April of last year. April of last year, I decided to switch, and instead of using the the mattress, which, you know, you can't take with you when you travel. And I switched to just putting on the 5 bliss oils, which takes 2.5 minutes a day. And I can take those in my dock jet when I travel.
Are you using Young Living?
No. I make my own. I have my own blends that are very specific. You know, there are 38 different oils distributed from which I choose the ones that are specific for, you know, whatever.
Do you think these are the oils that are used in biblical times? Because I really think that part of the miracles came from the oils.
And myrrh and things like that are, at any rate.
Are those in your oils, the frankincense and myrrh?
Well, some of them have those, yes.
Can you mention?
Yeah, I'm convinced, Randy, that a lot of the miracles from the Bible had to do with essential, you know, the awareness of things that we're actually talking about. Those
mm-hmm.
times are considered primitive, but I think we're actually more primitive than those times were. When we take a look at the Bible and we see that people in the Bible are told to be lived to be 800 or 900 years, we assume it's a different time frame because it doesn't relate to what we know. And I think it's totally possible that we can. And that was one of the reasons why we came up. When I was a child, I talked about living to be 127 years old. My mom had read The Happy Healthy Hunses. When I married Lon Kirkgaard, we had pictures of Peter Drakenberg, who at the time the picture was painted was like 120 to 130 years old, and his second wife. And Peter Drakenberg was actually helped out the King of Sweden. And since we took on the conversation of living to be 200 years old with Ron Zeller's book, which is, by the way, available at the website. If you go over there, Aging and Ageless, you will actually click on it and get there. Ron Zeller, I have watched that man actually regenerate himself twice in this lifetime so far. I actually went to visit him because he was dying the next day, and he took on a new agreement to promote his Aging and Ageless book. He got interviewed by Richard Branson's partner for a radio show. We did radio interview on him. And Ron just resurrected himself. So our human bodies have much more capacity to them than we know or give them credit for. And what you're finding here is we're doing a little research. And if we put all these pieces together, guys, I think we get to have a new possibility. And Norm, I'm inviting you to join us in the conversation of living to be 200. I know you had worked your way up to 160.
Well,
but
I'm
partnership, friendship, and love, I think we can kick that up to 200. What do you think?
No sweat, of course. Well, here I am, 81 years of age, and my telomeres are now those of the average 45-year-old male. So that's how far I've come so far.
So is your physical body, are you noticing a change?
Well, you know, the problem is I've always been healthy and active.
Is it funny you have somebody say the problem is I've always been healthy? I've never heard that one before.
Well, it's very hard for me to tell because I have so much energy. I still feel 26.
Wow.
And, but I think I can attribute it to the fact that, you know, all my life I've had good health habits. And, of course, again, I started doing autogenic training in 1972 and added all kinds of other good health habits through the years. And, of course, in the last year, my telomeres grew another 4.4% regeneration just because of using the oil. So,
how do you measure the telomeres?
It's a blood test. And by the way, there's only one accurate lab. There are three labs in the world that do it. One's in the United States, one's in Spain, and one is in Vancouver. And the one in Vancouver is the only accurate one.
Good to know.
Yeah.
What is the name of that?
It's called Repeat Diagnostics. Repeat Diagnostics. And I've done, a couple hundred by now on various people. And it's a fun thing to see. I just started 10 more people on the oils in the last month, And every one of them, with one exception, had telomeres that were below the average for their age, even though, you know, they don't have any problems that I know of.
Either that, Randy, or you need a really, really small ruler.
Well, it does take a special microscope.
Right.
Nevertheless, I've got 26 people who have significantly regrown their telomeres.
It's amazing. Longevity came out with a product called Immortalium, which is exactly what you're talking about. And they were talking about it slows down or impedes the shrinking of the telomeres. I knew nothing what a telomere was, and I didn't pay any attention to it till you just said it. I might have to take a look at that. It was it just sounded too good to be true, Immortalium. But now that you just said it, I said, maybe I should go and revisit that. I thought it was kind of goofy that you could stop the shrinking of DNA and affect your longevity of your life. Because we're talking about that you're born with an expiration date and you can actually extend it with Immortalium. And it just was a little too out there for me, but I'm going to have to take another look and do a little more research on this. Maybe there's something to that.
Maybe, you think?
Yeah. I mean, it just sounded too out there in space that you can extend your telomeres. And I had no idea what a telomere was, and I kind of just blew it off. But I guess there's... I said, I'm taking my minerals. I don't need that stuff. But actually, there's a lot of the stuff that is in there. The minerals will help extend those telomeres. But there's more things than the minerals that you need if you're going to impact those telomeres. And I had never even heard about the essential oils doing that.
Well, that's discovery.
Norm, I'm going to congratulate you because the bliss oils are a rather unusual contribution to humanity. And, in this country, we're always looking for things and ways to get to from point A to point B over the shortest possible route and the shortest possible time frame. You know, how do we achieve excellent, optimal health without actually having to do anything? I mean, that's really the motto, isn't it? That's really what people, that's our MO. Unfortunately, people aren't willing to put the time in. And I wonder, you know, it really would take very little time to apply each of these oils over the points. When you purchase the bliss oils, you get a chart of points to apply the bliss oils to. And literally, within a few minutes, you can have this amazing experience that over time will do a number of things. We've talked about today the fact that telomeres can lengthen. We've talked about the fact that oxytocin you can get a boost, and this can really substantially affect mood in a positive way. We can reduce free radicals, which are also responsible for all kinds of medical conditions that we see, you know, in clinic on a daily basis. So I would encourage people to just go to your website and look at this rather simple to apply, easy way to get going. And one of the things about feeling good and getting healthier, whether it's eating a better diet or beginning to exercise, is when you start one of those programs, the others tend to follow suit. In other words, you just generally tend to acquire more healthier habits by just starting with one. So,
you know,
I just had
Lewis.
Yeah,
I want him to say something about Kyani. This is how you find out about Kyani, is from this guy, right?
Right. Well, it'll be 3 years, I guess, this December when I was at the Anti-Aging Congress, and I got in at 2 a.m. in the morning, and I had to give a talk at 7 a.m. that morning, and so I was a little tired. And I walked out, and there was an exhibit. I'm sorry?
He's letting us know we have 90 seconds. So that means you've got 30 seconds
to make a long story short, I personally tested it over 230 people, and 70% of the time, it will bring the blood pressure down within 30 minutes. But it has other benefits, which includes marked increase in energy. And it produces nitric oxide, or enhances your ability to make nitric oxide, which is providing health and energy for every cell in your body. So I consider it, as a single supplement to take, the best I know in the world.
Oh, that's amazing. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, CloningCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Tippi Hedren, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner,
Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams, In Memoriam, drvalerie.com, and Doctor is all spelled out. We thank our producers and sponsors, and a big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, Nathan Jett, Brad Comer, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jackman, DeMont, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale and Ron Simon. To John Young at Totally Gospel, a big thanks for all the airtime and friendship you have given us over the years, and a big thanks to John Thomas, our webmaster, who is going to be moving on soon to start his new business. And merci beaucoup to Bent Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People. And I've got a song he just sent me for my birthday, so I'll let you know about that. We'll put that on the air for you. His new music is available to you as a free gift MP3 download. Next week, invite a friend to listen. Write us at val@wakingupinamerica.com. And remember, city is healthy as 40 is. And hey, take on doing an anonymous good deed every day for the rest of your life.
You're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through. Now your heart is...
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.